So let's review. Our daf begins with a Mishnah. It's like the Mishnah. Misha haya nosui arba noshim. If a man was married to four women, whose kesubas were written consecutively, not on the same day as in the previous daf, and he died, harishayna kedemis l'shniya, v'shniya l'shlishas, v'shlishas l'raviyas. They collect their respective kesubas in the order they were married. And the first wife has preference over the second wife, and so on, because the husband's assets became meshubet to his first wife before they became meshubet to any of his following wives. The Mishnah continues, V'rishayna nishbas l'shniya, v'shniya l'shlishas, v'shlishas l'raviyas. When collecting her ksuba, each wife must swear to the wife that got married after her that she did not receive her ksuba payment earlier. The Mishnah presents a machlekes, which will be explained in the Gemara. Tanakama says, V'harviyas nefras shle b'shvua. The fourth wife does not have to swear. Benan nesleimer. Benana says she also has to swear, and she doesn't benefit from marrying last. And the Mishnah continues, if all the ksubas were written on the same day, the time of the day determines the order of which to collect. In Yerushalayim, it was indeed customary to indicate the hour in the shtar. The Mishnah continues, Haikulan yaitzis b'sha'achas, ve'in shamela mana, chalkas b'shamba. If the times were all the same and there was only one mana, they split the mana equally. The Gemara offers three ways of understanding the machlekes of the Tanakama, who says, the Berviz nefrash lebishbua, and Benanas oimer afi loitifra el bishbua. Shmuel says, it's possible that it will be revealed that one of the properties that one of the earlier wives collected did not belong to the husband, and she will lose her ksuba payment. And there are no other properties left from which to collect. Can she take away a property that a later wife already collected? This is the machlekes of Balchayv Me'ucher Shekad Magava. If a later Balchayv collected before an earlier Balchayv, Tanakama Savar Mashagava Loigava, Tanakama holds that the later Balchayv cannot keep it. The earlier Balchayv can remove the property from the later Balchayv because his Sheba took effect earlier. Here too, in the event of a problem, we will remove the property from the fourth wife and give it to the earlier wife, so the fourth wife will never cause a loss to any other wife. Therefore, she does not have to swear. Benanas Aver, Mashagava Gava, Benanas holds that we do not remove the property from the fourth wife and give it to the third wife, so the fourth wife may cause a loss to the third wife. Therefore, she does have to swear. Rav Nachman says that they all agree b'balchayv me'ucher shekadem gava, Mashagava loy gava. We will remove the property from the fourth wife. However, the machlekes is Tanakama Savar, Loichashinan Shemetafsev. Tanakama holds that we're not concerned that the fourth wife will neglect the property, so she's not causing a loss to any other wife. Therefore, she does not have to swear. Benanas Savar, Chashinan Shemetafsev. Benanas holds that we are concerned that the fourth wife will neglect the property, so she may be causing a loss to another wife. Therefore, she does have to swear. Abai presents a different explanation. Abai Kashisha Ike Benayu. Abai Kashisha taught, Yisaimim Sha'amru Gedailim Ve'in Tzorch Lemikatanim. When the Chacham taught Habali Parmenech Yisaim Li Yifr El Bishvua, a creditor must swear to Yisaimim that their father did not pay him yet. It applies even if the Yisaimim are adults, and certainly if they're minors, because we're concerned that the father may have already paid, and the orphans don't know about it to make this claim in Besdin. Tanakama Lesle Da Abai Kashisha. The Tanakama disagrees and holds that this din does not apply to adult orphans. Uvenanis islay the Abai Kashisha, and Benanis agrees with Abai Kashisha. The Gemara proceeds to present a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Shnei shtaris hayeitzim yom echad. If Reuven and Shimon each produce a shtar with the same date, the Levi sold them a certain property. Rav Amar Cholkin. Rav says they divide the property. Shmuel Amar shud d'daini. Shmuel says the judges may use their judgment. Rashi here explains. And they know that Levi was friendly with Reuven, and it seems to them that Levi intended to give the property to Reuven, they grant the property to Reuven. The Gemara first explains that the Machlekes Rav Shmuel depends on the following Machlekes Rav Meir Rav Elazar. Rav holds like Rav Meir, who says, Edim Chasim Ekarti, the Edim that sign a get are the ones that make it effective. Therefore, when two shtaris were signed on the same day, it indicates that the seller had no preference for one buyer over the other. And therefore, Rav Amar Cholkin, they both have an equal claim. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Lazar, who says, Edim Asira Karti, the Edim who witnessed the handing over of the get are the ones that make it effective. Therefore, when two shtars have the same date, nevertheless, since one shtar was certainly given before the other, it indicates that the writer of the shtar meant to give the shtar to only one of them. Therefore, Shmuel Amar Shudah D'Dayni. Beis Din needs to determine who it is. The Gemara then explains that even if we hold like Rabbi Elazar, there is a machlokes tanoim whether chaluka adifa, it's preferable to divide it since we don't know whose claim is stronger, or shudah d'dayni adifa, it's preferable to give it to one of them, because as Tosfos explains, nehoil v'i efshel lefi inyan lias b'vas achas, imer isrami lo isa shezacha. This way there is at least the possibility that it will end up with the one the seller or giver intended. There's actually a general machlekes Rashi b'Tosfos in the explanation of shudah d'dayni. Rashi here explains, lefi mashim rayim mi mehem hayirogel etzla yaser. If they know that Levi was friendly with Reuven, and it seems to them that Levi intended to give the property to Reuven, they grant the property to Reuven. Tosfos here and elsewhere explains shudah d'dayni as follows, shesh koyach b'yad ha'dayonim muvhakim litin l'chol misha yirtu. The dayonim may give it to whomever they want. D'hoil b'i'ef shalafi inyan liyas b'vas achas. This way there is at least the possibility that it will end up with the one the seller or giver intended.